Now, the nation has been glued to the weather forecast over the past few days, wondering how long our recent hot spell would last. And while the rain has returned to much of the country, Met Éireann is hoping a new look weather forecast that it's launching today will encourage even more of us to tune in. Now, Met Éireann meteorologist Mark Bowe joins me in studio now to tell us more. Mark, what can viewers expect?
Well, we're going to see a major upgrade to the weather graphics. What we've got coming is really fantastic visuals. We're going to be able to do 3D visualizations of the landscape. We're going to be able to do flyovers of the country. And we're actually going to be able to zoom in of the weather looking across Leinster, Munster, Connacht and Ulster. And we're going to see more bespoke weather forecasts for individual towns.
Now, this isn't about making the weather more accurate, but just about making it more accessible. Isn't that the case?
That's it. Because nowadays, people have access to lots of weather information and different apps and more greater visualizations. And it's time we kind of caught up with that. So what we're showing you now is really the kind of weather forecast you're going to expect to see from Met Éireann and from RTÉ.
Are the Irish people just obsessed by the weather?
I wouldn't say we're obsessed with the weather. I mean, we certainly talk about it all the time, but certainly in countries across the mid-latitudes, the weather is always a topic of conversation. So I would say we certainly like to talk about it during lunch and so on. But people across the UK like to do the same. And from my own personal experience, I used to live in forecast in New Zealand and people did it there as well. So I think everyone kind of thinks individually that they all love to talk about the weather all the time. But to be honest, we're all actually doing it just the same.
Now, we've had an incredible few days of sunshine. Please tell us, is there any more in store?
What we've had, I'm afraid, is over. It was a glorious couple of days. It was really, really warm, plenty of sunshine. That came to an end last night. We had plenty of thunderstorms that ploughed through parts of Connacht. They'll certainly know all about that. We are getting some cooler air moving over the country now. So we are going to see some showers and some cooler temperatures. There will be some sunshine, though, and the temperatures are going to slightly increase as we go towards the end of the week. But certainly what we've just had has come to an end, I'm afraid.
Now, so from today, when people tune in, it's going to look very different. Will it be instantly recognisable that this overhaul has taken place?
Instantly recognisable. People are going to know something great has just happened. It's going to look absolutely fantastic. You're going to see a 3D model of the world. It's going to be able to zoom in. We're going to have great visualisation of the satellite data. You're going to be able to follow the fronts as they go across the Atlantic. It's going to kind of zoom in and you're going to see the radar. It's going to be perfect. People are going to really notice something has changed, which we're really, really excited about.
So if I'm heading down to visit my mother in Clonmel in Tipperary, I'll be able to find out before I head off what it's like down there?
You will absolutely know for sure what it's going to be like exactly. Especially, we're really excited about that 3D flyover where we go down across all of the provinces. That's a really unique thing, I think. We haven't really seen that before. And there is some other countries that do similar kind of graphics, but that particularly, I think, is a standout point for us. So people are really going to notice that. The flyover, it does, to be honest, look really cool.
What did you model it on? Where did you get your inspiration?
Well, this weather graphic system actually came from a company that I almost used to work with in New Zealand. But they provide excellent weather graphics for many countries across the world. In fact, the UK Met Office also use something similar. And in fact, Sky News use something similar as well. So they're really well regarded and we're really, really excited to work with them. And they've produced something really, really incredible.
Well, I can't wait to see it. So thanks so much, Met Éireann meteorologist Mark Bowe. Thank you.